What is up? What is up? What is going on, you guys? Yes, it's me. I am back. The Buddha Bear is back. Yes, I'm here in front of your computer screens. I'm here on your TV screens, bitch. What is going on, you guys? It is time to motivate. Hi, and welcome back to Buddha Bear Talks, the podcast. Yes, we are, ladies and gentlemen. I have returned to you. I apologize. I was supposed to come back a lot sooner, but I needed a bit of a mental break. And on top of that, I also just started feeling better once again because I was sick for a whole entire week last week. So a lot of obstacles kind of just playing around and it just got into the way. So I'm just fortunate and blessed and happy to have you guys here with us today. Oh my gosh, it has been a minute. I miss all my listeners, my Buddha Bear fans, everyone from Spotify to iHeart to Google Podcasts, everyone, even Apple Podcasts. Yes, I am back. I'm here to hold you, hug you, and all the above. Virtual hugs, wah. But yes, I'm trying something new with the background here because, honey, my house has been kind of a little bit messy, but I've been cleaning the hell up. So that's why we got the cute background, as you kind of can see. So I'm only human. This is actually my first day back up and about, feeling groovy. I had a viral infection. It's been going around ever since I was working in the hospital. It kind of started last week on Tuesday. So Tuesday is it kind of started from like a sore throat, and then when I got home from work, it just went downhill from there, and I was bedridden. I couldn't get out of bed for like 3 days. So it was a long story, but yes, y'all, Twitterlands and chocolate chips with a honey dips, I am back. I am your handsome and adorable host, Raycel Hemingway, and I am back on this mic, y'all. Are y'all ready for this Buddha Bear to be back in your motherfucking ear? Yes, you are. I know you are. I know y'all guys been anticipating me returning back to the podcast. Yes, it's been a minute. So yes, as you see on the title, A Guide Path to Season 4. Yes, my loves. A Guide Path to Get On Words. As we moving into Season 4, before we even jump into that, we're going to piggyback a little bit. About last season 3 on Buddha Bear Talks the podcast. In the beginning, it was nice and good. It was strong, and then it got really juicy and got real raw and in your face in a second. So it's kind of like more vulnerable, and I wasn't expecting for that to even to go down, but I'm happy I took that route. So it kind of like defined who I was as an individual. I pretty much everything that I was feeling throughout these past few years since I've been living in New York, been back down south in North Carolina, was pretty much a therapy session, like letting it all out. I've been holding it in like for so long with the help from my therapist. It was kind of like my therapist was like, hey, tell everything what happened. Let it all out. Leave no sugar unturned. You might have a lot of people that's going to stop talking to you. I don't care, because at the end of the day, I like my peace of mind. And also, I wanted my listeners to understand, want you guys to understand that I'm human too, just like you are, just like you. That I don't sugarcoat shit. I go through shit too every day. As a Black LGBTQ handsome man, I go through twice and double the fuckery and twice the bullshit and Lauren returns at the same time. And also, just to give y'all a heads up, Lauren is doing fine. She's still part of the podcast. She's just been on vacation, so she'll be back Tuesday. So she shares all y'all love and hugs and kisses to you guys. She misses y'all as well. We both just been doing our thing. Ashley's doing the darn thing as well. So also, with speaking back with season 3, not to be off topic, but season 3 was also the art of letting go. And I just wanted everyone to like really understand the truth. People have been telling me, oh, Ray's lying here and there. Oh, no, 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 baby. Something about my life, I don't lie about it. People don't even really know. So why would I make up something that, why would I lie about my own struggles that I've been going through? And I've admitted it on the air many times, like, hey, yo, this ain't no fake shit. This is real in your face. You ain't gonna get this anywhere else but from me. And people like to sit there and say I'm a liar to cover their own ass. So, nah, no more ass covering. No, no, no. They like, they do that to cover their ass so they won't take accountability, they won't take responsibility for their shit. Well, God has ways, mysterious way of making that shit happen and making it come into the forefront. So once he gets the final say, no one can stop him. So as a Buddhist, I'd be like, hey, what you put out, you get back. I ain't stressing myself anymore. I'm like, we all grown ass adults. People need to learn to take accountability for their own shit. I don't need to mention any names. It's not being shady. It's just in general. I'm not even speaking. If you feel like this is speaking towards you, then that means you need to do your own human revolution and you need to wake the fuck up. Yes, people been downgrading my feelings and laughing in front of my face for years, throughout the years, even while in the practice. Yes, as you all do know, I am a Buddhist. I have been practicing Nam-myoho Renge Kyo since 2009, so you can do the math. Or you can do all the math on your own, because I don't feel like mentioning it. But what I'm experiencing in the practice as well, like I made some incredible memories. I even made like some amazing new lifelong friends that stays in my inner circle to this very day. I still speak to them. And there are days, there's a lot of people that have stopped speaking to me. It's like milk on an expiration date, which is fine by me because you're not hurting me. You're helping me. You're helping me get my peace back. I need my peace. After all the struggles, what I went through, I earned it. I need my peace. So with that said and done, I got no ill will, true against no one. But one thing about me, and I will say this again, I've said it before on the podcast, and I'll say it again. Do not disrespect me or demean my character. You will pay for it in the end. And trust me, I have friends in very, very high, low places. You don't want to cross that line with me. I've dealt with enough. I'm about to be in my 40s. I don't have to deal with nobody's shit. I like my own peace of quiet. We are all grown adults. It's about time moving forward. If you have a situation, you know how to hit me up and DM me. I'm not here to hold no one's hand. I am not your slave, nor did I come out your vagina. So let's get with it. Act like you got your mind right. Learn to face your human revolution and break through your bullshit, because that's what I had to do. You heard that? I've been through enough. It took a lot of therapy and a lot of healing to get where I was at. I said 2023 was a challenge for all of us, me included. Shit, dealing with the loss of my second mom, Mama Tara, that was a hole in the heart. And I ain't hear from a lot of people since her passing. I ain't hear from a lot of people, except for my small immediate circles. They're not the ones I'm talking about. The ones that don't talk to me on the regular, those are the ones I'm kind of like referring to. Like, y'all watch my Instagram, y'all watch my Snapchat, hit a brother up. Check on the person, how they doing. But since we're in a world and society where people don't want to check up on one another because they think, oh, just because you're a man, you're strong, automatic, you're strong, you have to be strong, da-da-da-da-da. No, I'm a sensitive motherfucker, and I don't know what this mindset, this fuck shit world motherfuckers got in their mind, but it's time to snap the fuck out of it. We grown ass people. I'm a sensitive ass motherfucker, man. I am very sensitive because you got one time yelling at me. I'm not your slave. I've said this constantly and people still don't listen. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to cut you off where I can, so I can teach you. So with that said and done, with season 4, Lauren is back in the podcast with season 4. We have some amazing new guests, and we also have amazing, like, we have Ashley coming back into the podcast. Yes, she is coming back, as you see in the screen on my, if you're looking on your right, actually, depending on you looking at your screen, because I'm this damn vlogging camera, I'm over here working like, but yes, season four is going to be incredible. With one of the first topics, well, let's just see. Well, we're about to find out. I was like, yeah, me and Lauren been working behind the scenes on season four. Like, we're going to make it more comedic, like, make it more some laughable. Still going to be more in your face topics. We're going to talk about some real ass shit. We're going to talk about shit that goes on probably a little bit at the work, similar in the workplace. We're going to talk about homophobia. Oh, I dealt with some homophobia at a job. Oh, the horror and the tea I want to share with y'all. This nigga is going to have It's going to have you gagging. Bitch is going to have you sip more tea. I got to sip mine. It's going to have you gawking for more tea. Oh, we're going to talk about homophobia. We're going to talk about more gay issues. We're going to talk about lot of real life stuff that people don't like to talk about, because I'm blunting my shit. One thing about this podcast, I'm gonna tell you straight up, we're gonna be in your face with it. It's gonna be more in your face, more sincerity, more fun stuff. We're gonna keep you cracking up and laughing, because I think last season we did some laughs, but then it got real serious and it kind of touched people in a way, and it was like, oh wow, we've gotten a lot of responses that me and Lauren were like, I felt it was a balance between us. They saw the camaraderie between us too, and it felt very refreshing. Lauren's been telling me herself, and I've been listening to you guys. Me and Lauren have both been listening to you, to everyone that's been in, like, reaching out to her or in the comments. If you did left wonderful stars and ratings on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, I thank you all so flipping much. I don't think you understand how much you guys mean to me. I don't think you kind of fathom. Me and Lauren, y'all don't understand how we both mean so much to you guys, even to listening to, even watching us. Because one thing we're going to do, we're going to keep it real with you in your face. I don't sugarcoat shit. Excuse the glare of my glasses, because I'm trying to make sure I don't. But yes, like, I've been, like, it's been so amazing. Like, I appreciate all my wonderful Buddha Bear fans for a minute. And we're going to, like, have, like, we're going to have some fun. So I'm going to see if I can pull up the topics that we have. I think for season four, the beginning of season four, because I did a little tally thing on Instagram. On Instagram, I said, which season four opener you want me to start out? Which topic you want me to start out first? I did it on Booty Bear Talks, the podcast, and the results I got is for season four, episode one is going to be called Resilience and Overcoming Adversity. Meaning, like, sharing our stories of strategies of resilience, highlighting how individuals can overcome challenges and setbacks. So me and Lauren and Ash are going to sit, we're going to give you, like, share our, like, stories on how we bounced back from all our obstacles that we faced, challenging on, like, when we was younger and stuff, and what obstacles we're still facing now. So that new episode is going to be Resilience and Overcoming Adversity. That is season four, episode one, new topic. Okay, right. And it's going to be released, it's going to be released to you guys hopefully in a week, or probably in a week, because we're almost finishing, like, editing stuff. I already finished, like, I did, to be honest with you, I already worked on, like, four or five episodes so far, and I'm like, I go to work. I like to be ahead. So when it comes to me sharing the topics and stuff, I like to do that. But yes, we're going to be talking about that. That's going to be episode one. To all my Buddha Bear fans, write this down. This first topic is going to be called Resilience and Overcoming Adversity. The second topic I'm trying to really work on as well is going to be, I'm going to give you at least one more, I'm going to give you one more topic. And I think the second episode, I'm stuck between, it's going to be between either gratitude and happiness or social media and mental health. I'm stuck between those two. So I'm trying to work, think about which topics, what topics you want me to like pull out. I want the Buddha Bear fans that have been listening to me since my day ones to give me a little tally thing. Like, hey, which one you want me to pick? Either the gratitude and happiness or the social media and mental health after resilience and overcoming adversity after the first episode. Cause I've been looking at research topics, what's gonna go, what's fit what they talking about now. So yeah, I could be in rhythm with everyone. But yes. So season 4 is gonna be more in your face, more laughs, more giggling, more smiling, more outtakes, stuff that you ain't gonna get anywhere else. More encouragement, yes. I'm gonna share more of Sensei's wonderful encouragements. Come to find out, our SGI president, Daisaku Ikeda, he had passed away. Yes, it's been all over the news. Yes, I have felt sad, but at the same time, I felt more like encouraged and more pumped up. Say, hey, spiritual power activate, click, and talk about like how and share about how this practice have changed my life. And I still remain being my amazing, handsome self and keeping it real with you guys at the same time. So I'm gonna share more encouragement from him, which has really been sad. So I'm gonna pass the baton and see what's going on. So he passed the baton down to us so that we can spread this practice around so we can help other individuals out here that's going through the same struggles that what we are going through. So that's what on that one. And pretty much, well, I'm just happy to be in front of you guys. I miss y'all. I loved y'all so much. I'm happy to be back in front of the mic, behind the mic, because I love it. It's more therapeutic when I'm with you guys on the podcast and just let all the tea out and just share all our wonderful teas together. Because, you know, we don't sugarcoat shit. I talk about anything and everything, and I don't sugarcoat not a goddamn thing. Which why they, I think that's why y'all love me and Lauren so much, because we're gonna say what it is as it is. And on top of that, we in about what about leaving out? I feel like I'm leaving out something with y'all. Yes, ha ha, yes. Oh, on top of that, the gig that I was telling you guys about. Yes, me and Lauren are still doing the public speaking gigs. Yes, we are. We're still doing an event in Charlotte. It just got pushed back to, it got pushed back to sometimes in February because we got scheduled the first week, like around January 3rd, but with that situation, it was a power outage that happened down there. So things would have been went left. And then on top of that, my flight shit got fucked up. So it was a lot of obstacles that kind of just happened. But we are still doing the gig. And we even got scheduled for a couple of more gigs later in the year. So I'm looking forward to doing that. This adventure between me and Lauren is going to be interesting because we would both just talk. We would just be like, hey, yo, we're ready to do this. The first gig for the Charlotte Convention Center that's coming up, we have a total of 4,000 people that are now showing up to the event, including some important people that are coming along. I can't mention who. You're just going to have to stay tuned and find out. You got all my peoples, all my Buddha Bears that are going to be in Charlotte that already purchased a ticket. They know what's going to go down. Just stay tuned. We're coming. I'm coming down there soon again. We're going to have some couple of surprises as well. So you just have to stay tuned. And season 4 will officially begin in a week. Let's see. Because I know I'm off this weekend. I'm going to see if I could drop the episode sometime. Maybe next week, next Wednesday. Not this Wednesday, maybe next Wednesday. Hey, you never know. You never know. I might drop it off a little earlier than expected. I just want to see how more you want us to come back even more. So don't worry. So season 4 is going to be amazing, more in your face, More laughs. Get ready for more laughs. It's going to be more real ass topics, more encouragement. Ashley is coming back. Ashley is back. Ashley, she's been doing her thing out of town. Me and Lauren going to be here. I have a few couple of guests coming through that are confirmed. And honey, we're going to give you all the tea in the world. So with that hearing said, you just got to stay tuned to find out. Season 4 will premiere next week, y'all. Okay, I probably might do it a little early sooner. Depends how you guys feel. I know you've been itching for us to come back. So I love this. So I love you guys. Until next time. And remember, be back. Remember, always stay wonderful, beautiful, handsome. Never dim your light for anyone. And never let motherfuckers tell you any other way how you should feel or how you should act, because you are a dope, an incredible grown ass man or woman in your honor. In that case, signing off for now. And until next time, it's time to motivate my booty bears. I love you all. Kiss, kiss. And stay tuned. Season 4 is on the way. Time to motivate, y'all. Peace.